This is the International Christian Herald Podcast. Here are the top stories you need to know about today. According to CBN, for centuries the search for the Ark of the Covenant has captured the imagination of movie makers, archaeologists, and even a queen of England. Legends have placed the Ark in such faraway places as Ethiopia or Ireland. Researchers and author Harry Muscoff took CBN News through the Western Wall Tunnels, up to the ramparts of the Temple Mount, and into the chambers surrounding Judaism's holiest site. His book, The ARK Report, chronicles his two-decade quest to find the legendary icon. He says one theory is that it was taken out of the temple and carried to Jericho 18 miles away. It says in Jeremiah that some of the vessels of the temple were exited, sort of escaped, as it were, through this area at the destruction of the first temple, he explained. According to RNS, spectators already have been banned from the upcoming Olympic Games in Tokyo amid a surge in COVID-19 infections in the area. Now, the city's Catholic Archbishop has banned visitors to churches in the Archdiocese of Tokyo, too. That includes athletes competing in the games and their support staff, according to a letter released earlier this week by Tokyo Archbishop Tarcisio Isao Kikuchi. As Japan declared a state of emergency for the fourth time amid the continued COVID-19 pandemic. The state of emergency runs through August 22nd in the Tokyo metropolitan area. All those who will be coming to the Tokyo metropolitan area during this period will be provided with information concerning the precautionary measures implemented against COVID-19 infection in the parishes and will be requested to refrain from visiting churches, Kikuchi wrote. Parishes in the Tokyo Archdiocese have also cancelled plans they had made to address the spiritual needs of the many people who had come to Japan for this international event, according to the letter. Thus, the Archbishop wrote, the Archdiocese will not take any special involvement in the Olympics or the Paralympics. According to RNS, Pope Francis made his first public appearance since returning to the Vatican midweek after an 11-day hospital stay, telling well-wishers they should take a break and switch off from the stresses of modern life. Let's put a halt to the frantic running around dictated by our agendas. Let us learn how to take a break, to turn off the mobile phone, Pope Francis said in his weekly address from a window overlooking St. Peter's Square. The 84-year-old Pope had part of his colon removed in an operation on July 4th, the first time that Francis has faced a significant health concern during his eight-year papacy. He returned to the Vatican on Wednesday, where he needed help from the assistants to get out of his car. He looked well on Sunday, speaking in a relatively clear voice, although not as strong as before his hospitalization. He did not mention his stay in the hospital. According to FaithWire, archaeologists excavating in the City of David National Park in Jerusalem have uncovered the remains of the city wall from First Temple times. The revelation comes just days ahead Tisha B'Av, the ninth day of the Hebrew month of Av, when Jews around the world marked the destruction of both the first and second temples, as well as other tragedies that have befallen the Jewish people. The excavations conducted by the Israel Antiquities Authority, IAA, revealed a section of the city wall that would have protected Jerusalem 450 to 200 years from sometime in the 8th century BC until the city was breached by the Babylonians and the temple destroyed in 586 BC. According to CBN, an alarming rise in kidnappings has forced 13 schools, mostly Christian institutions, in Kaduna, Nigeria to close down in an effort to slow the rate of abductions. The Kaduna State School's Quality Assurance Authority ordered the shutdown after 121 students were abducted last Monday by armed bandits at Bethel Baptist High School in Damishi, according to the human rights organization CSW. The organization's director said the decision to close the schools was made during a meeting with the National Association of Proprietors of Private Schools, NAPPS, and some key stakeholders. A group of gunmen stormed the school in the Mishi town, shooting sporadically as they kidnapped dozens of students, police said. It was the fourth abduction of students in Kaduna State in the past 6 months. There have been 7 mass kidnappings of students in Nigeria so far this year. In closing, remember, God loves you. He always has and He always will. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life." If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, today's a good day to get to know Him. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died, was buried, and rose from the dead for you. Pray and ask Him to come into your heart, and He will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Thank you so much for listening, and may God bless your day.